Yes, the countdown is finished, the wait is finally over, and here we are. Welcome to episode 1 of Bollywood Weekly, India's first ever podcast dedicated to all things Bollywood. On this week's show, we have reactions to Dil Dhadakne Do and why Anil Kapoor should be an inspiration for all actors in the industry. We also discuss how movies get their names, who will win the Filmfare Awards in 2019, and finally, rumors about Salman, Aamir and Shah Rukh Khan all being in the same movie. Clearly, that's not going to happen. Or is it? Find out all of that and more on this week's episode. Welcome to Bollywood Weekly episode 1. I'm your host Aditya Pisharodi and I have with me the lovely beautiful panel. Panel, why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi everyone, this is Sid. If you like the remaining 45 minutes, you can remember me as Sid. But if you don't, just remember everything I say is given to me by Aditya.
Which is not true, but okay.
Hi everyone, this is Alia. Guest appearance, not appearance because you can't see me, guest voice on this podcast, and you might hear my opinions from time to time on other podcasts as well.
Other podcasts as in your...
No. I'm not signing up with your competitor, just with you.
Unfortunately...
Future podcasts.
Yeah. Unfortunately or fortunately, I have no competitors because like there are 6 people in India who listen to podcasts. So
the internet is your competitor.
Very good. To add some context, we all just came back from watching the Dhadakne Do, and fair to say, probably the best movie we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I actually think it's been a purple patch for Bollywood movies the last 3-4 months. I've actually watched Piku, Bombay Velvet, Detective Byomkesh Bakshi, and now this is my 4th movie in about as many months, and I'd have to say this one takes the cake.
So what exactly about it did you like the best?
I think, first of all, I just felt that the script was something very unique. As Alia mentioned, it was an extremely intelligent and witty movie at the same time. I also like the way the story, you know, the story was narrated through the voice of a dog, which is not something that you see in a Hindi movie every day. But most importantly, it had a brilliant balance of being super funny, yet being serious at times, also emotional, and all of it cast in what I thought was a pretty beautiful backdrop of a cruise in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I think... it was a really effective kind of critique of like high society life. And I think I found it quite interesting and could relate to it quite a bit because I think all of us living in Bombay and Delhi, we know people like this and we know people who kind of think in this, what to us at least seems like a really twisted way. But at the same time, it, like you said, Kay, gave across the message in a really funny way about the fact that society often puts a lot of pressure on people, but you can actually have your own voice and have your own say in things. So I thought that was really good.
And I know we've sort of beat around the bush, but at the core of it, for those of you who might not have seen the movie yet, it is about the complexity of human relationships. And what it also tackles is again, a subject that's kind of taboo in Indian cinema is dysfunctional marriages, as well as dysfunctional...
families, basically.
Families. And this whole concept of a rebellious son not wanting to take over his family business, but actually learning about the art of rebelling from his sister, from a woman, which was quite interesting. What do you think, Adya?
Yeah, what do you mean art of rebelling? I thought you just rebelled.
No, but in India, there is a specific skill and art required to rebel effectively. But yeah, I also thought it was, they obviously, given the fact that we have a female director in Zoya Akhtar and both the writers are female, they tackle the issue of kind of equality for women and giving women the freedom to work and to be independent. I quite like that they actually delivered that message through a man, i.e. Farhan, because I think it's much more, people take it much more seriously.
Yeah, I think it's more powerful.
Yeah.
The way they did it. I thought it was very delicately handled because it is a sensitive issue still. And I thought they just introduced it in a very natural way in sort of with dialogues and situations that everyone can relate to. And at the end of it, you kind of have this, without giving away too much, you kind of have this very patriarchal, traditional father essentially looking at his daughter in a whole new light. So it was really refreshing.
And speaking of the patriarchal father, I think Anil Kapoor is by far the star of the show.
Anil Kapoor was amazing. Just such an incredible performance. I was scared. Like, watching him yell, I was, like, really, really scared. Like, I was like, nobody should ever piss him off, ever.
I don't know about that, though, because he was, at times, so, like, he does this role perfectly. He was so eccentric and so just direct. There were times where, even when he was yelling, I found it hard to take him seriously because I'm looking at the guy and I'm like, okay, I know he's angry, but I just can't stop smiling or laughing.
I think the fact that Ranveer was, like, next to him while he was, like, freaking out and, like, really serious, and you'd see, like, Ranveer's facial expression at the same time, it was that sort of lightness and humor injected at the perfect times. And Ranveer's, like, comic timing is just brilliant.
I actually also feel like each of the actors and actresses were a star of the show in themselves. Yes. So while Anil Kapoor did get a lot of FaceTime, I do think that what I really liked about this movie is that every actor and actress, even if it was a small role, brought something very different to the table.
Yeah, completely. I mean, I feel like huge kudos to Priyanka. I've always had a lot of respect for her, but just like watching her performance in this movie, I was quite blown away. She was really, really natural. And just kind of had, you could see when she was like hurt or upset, you could see that like really reflected in her eyes when she was having fun and like laughing. Everything was like really natural, and that's not something you see in movies that aren't, you know, traditionally sort of dramatic. You don't see that depth of emotion that easily.
Yeah, and I think you also made the point earlier that it's there are not many kind of A-list actors or actresses who would take on a role which is not really a main role. It's very much a supporting role.
Yeah.
There are large parts of the film where she's not involved, even though in the end her relevance to the story is quite big. And on the same note, I mean, going back to Anil Kapoor, I quite enjoyed the fact that he played the role of a father and agreed to do it. Because I remember there was a Coffee with Karan episode a couple of years ago, the infamous Sonam Kapoor episode from which the selfie song originated. But anyway, if you guys haven't seen the selfie song, please go to YouTube and look it up. It's amazing. But on that episode, Anil Kapoor said, if any producer offers me the role of a father, I will storm out of the room and I will just refuse because I feel like I'm still, you know, young enough and good looking enough to play a main role. And obviously he said it, you know, partially joking, but I think that's pretty much how all of the other big actors in Bollywood think, like the Salmans and Shah Rukh Khans of this world. Despite the fact that they're pushing 50, they are still playing these big romantic action heroes. Yeah, Amir Khan, of course, played a college student in Three Idiots.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I don't think their egos would let them. Maybe Amir Khan I could see, but which he did, of course, in Tare Zameen Par.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could ever see Shah Rukh or Salman willingly being a father. Yeah, I think they're still going to be like making action movies when they're like 65.
Although the one thing I will say is that even though Anil Kapoor was a father, let's make no mistake about it, he was an extremely cool father in this movie.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And in many parts of the movie, he portrayed a man who is essentially having a midlife crisis, way beyond his midlife. But one of my favorite things of the movie was right at the end, when he actually had to choose between his own personal glory versus being a good father. He actually chose to be a good father.
Anything about the movie that you think could have been better? or anything you would change about the movie?
I know you mentioned the songs.
Yeah, so I just think of some of the all-time hits of Indian cinema over the years. And while some of them have had questionable endings or questionable plots, you do end up remembering songs, whether it's Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara, or, you know, even going back into the 90s, Dil To Pagal Hai, the epic thrill, epic hits of all time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when I think of this movie in 15 years from today, I don't think anybody will ever remember any of the songs. So I think that maybe music, especially the fact that they were on a cruise, could have been a more, could have been better.
But like, don't you think that's a good thing? Because I feel like for so long, movies have been defined by, at least like Indian cinema has been defined by like what hit songs and like kind of item songs are in the movie. And this is kind of, this is about the story and the actors and, you know, their journey. It's not so much about like each individual song. I don't know. I mean, I thought it was like the music was like fun and catchy. And like, I was like humming it when I left the theater. I was humming the main song, but what I took away from it was just this feeling of like, it's an incredibly like funny, witty, really honest movie. And for me, that's like, that means it was successful.
I think this is quite reflective of a trend in recent years, especially in Bollywood, where music has taken a backseat. If we look at the hits of the last at least 6 to 8 months, Byomkesh Bakshi didn't have a single song in it, if I'm not mistaken. I can't recollect any songs from Piku, and Bombay Velvet had a few musicals. The other part about music is, and I should have been clear, is the yes, there is a music element to it, but there's also the background score element, which was also missing here. However, to a large extent, that was made up by the fact that moments of silence were interrupted by the dog's voice.
The dog was just...
Sid really is fascinated by the dog.
Yeah, I'm fascinated too, you know, because when they start the narrative, you're like, okay, who's talking? One of the main characters is talking, or you figure that he'll introduce himself at some point. And the camera then zooms in on this like dog's face, and you're like, no, they didn't. But they did. And I was just like, brilliant, completely brilliant.
Yeah, but on this topic of music, so I agree with Sid that the music I don't think was especially great or memorable. And I also agree that music has taken a backseat, but I don't think it necessarily needs to be that way, because I feel like now, and this is not just about music in general in Bollywood, I feel like people either make movies that are kind of meaningful or have a message or have something about them, some real kind of substance, or people make completely, you know, fluffy movies about nothing, like most Shah Rukh Khan and Salman Khan movies. Exactly. And I find that a bit sad, because if I look at the classics, as you were saying, yes, they were defined a lot by great music, but they all also had some... most of them at least had some underlying story and message which actually made you relate to the characters and think about them, which now it's like, I mean, okay, I don't really care if Salman Khan beats up 10 other guys, you know.
But there is a part of movie-going audience that does care.
Yeah, exactly.
Likes that.
And yeah, the fact that all these movies make tons of money is significant of that. But yeah, I'm interested to see how much money this movie makes, because it's a pretty highbrow movie in a way, because it's about like high society and stuff.
Since you brought that up, there's two aspects. There's the highbrow part, which you rightly pointed, but there's also the fact that I do think that people who are below 30 or below even young enough to sort of look at
it. So younger than you.
30
is not a new benchmark.
We'll look at these topics as bold and exciting and interesting, but I sometimes wonder, and I mean, India still, the movie-going population is still comprises a large majority of people who are older, whether they will appreciate it as much, because in many ways, the joke is on them.
Yeah.
There is a scene where a young independent entrepreneurial woman criticizes a whole bunch of gossiping women for doing just that, gossiping, and says, why don't you guys go get a real job? And then the audience bursts into peals of laughter, and then the women just look at each other and say, well, who would ever hire us?
And I think that's the thing, right? The women that this is targeted at are probably not even, they will just brush it off, like, because they're not...
You know, I think the really funny thing about this is that if you have, you know, examples of people in your mind where you think, okay, this person is exactly what the movie was depicting, if that person watches the movie, they will never think it's about them.
Exactly.
They'll think it's about a different family. So
exactly.
Nobody will ever think that they are, like, it's them in the movie.
On the music, though, there were a couple of things from a just artistic or filmmaking perspective that I found cool that they did. One was, which I think I whispered to you guys while we were there.
Yeah.
In Galla Gudiya, the whole song is actually filmed in one take. So there are no cuts in the entire song. There are no moving from different scene to scene. It all happens seamlessly in one fluid moment. The other thing which I thought was cool was, someone said this to me. I haven't had the time to confirm it yet, but the song that you really liked with Ranveer and Anushka, they actually, if you notice that song, it's not very kind of choreographed, like cheesy dance steps.
Right.
It's kind of just them messing around,
like,
doing their own
style,
things.
Yeah.
And they actually did that themselves spontaneously. Like, they choreographed the song themselves. And Zoya Akhtar basically said, okay, you guys, this is the song, this is the vibe we want to give, do your thing. And they basically did it themselves.
Well, it worked, whatever it was. It didn't look like sloppy or like unrehearsed or anything.
Yeah.
But it definitely looked, and it was just like free and having fun, kind of like in the moment. Yeah.
Okay, good. Do we have any other thoughts about DDD?
Yeah, I just think that cruise operators around the world are going to be super excited at the success of this movie, because I can totally picture a whole bunch of Indian families now lining up to book their next cruise holiday. And hopefully none of them have the drama that this ship.
That the Mehras
have.
Or maybe they should have the drama, because what's the fun without it?
Yeah, I think this is a good strategy. Any country that's trying to boost tourism just... call Farhan and Zoya Akhtar and convince them to film a movie there.
I wanted to bring up a few more things.
Yes, bring.
I think one thing we didn't discuss about is just the casting. I think this brings together a pretty unique cast of characters that we haven't seen in Hindi movies. For me, it marks, I've always been a fan of Rahul Bose. I know Alia disagrees, but it's good to see him in mainstream Indian cinema. I think he was well suited to this role, and good to see Priyanka, Anushka all in one movie doing very different things.
Yeah, like all kind of, none of them were sort of, it wasn't about any one of them, right? It was about the family as a whole and the dynamics as a whole.
And just on that, I mean, this has got to be an incredibly exciting year for Anushka. The kind of roles she has played, NH10,
yeah.
Bombay Velvet, and this. And she's, I think, stamped herself as one of the, if there were any doubts, all her lip comments aside, definitely exciting actress. And I think that she's really stamped her own class.
The question is, how is Virat going to handle it? That's the question everyone wants to know the answer to. But we're not going to discuss that. That's exactly why we made this podcast, to not discuss issues like that. But yes, Dil Dharakne, though, basically, the moral of the story is, if you haven't watched it, please go watch it. Definitely, I think, will be a contender for all the major awards this year, and possibly at least the best movie that I've seen this year so far. And I can't think of any other movies coming up that will match it necessarily. Okay, so moving on to other movies coming up. Movie releasing next week is Hamari Adhuri Kahani, which the trailer was on during the theater today, but you guys walked out at that time,
missed
it. But it's
Vidya Balan
and Imran Hashmi. Mahesh Bhatt has actually written this movie, so
really?
After a very long time. So some people are quite excited about that. So one interesting thing I noticed and want to discuss is the how movie producers and directors decide to name their movies. Because if you look at Hamari Adhuri Kahani, that was from the main song in Gangster, which was the Bhatt's other very successful movie.
Yeah, I was
movie
about to say, song, yeah.
Yes. Dil Dhadakne Do, which we just talked about, is also from the main song in Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara, which itself is the main song from Rock On.
Oh.
And so a lot of people are doing this. I don't know whether it's just capitalizing on the previous successes and taking the name, or they're just getting lazy and deciding that, okay, this is the only name that comes to my head. But people are naming movies after old songs. And then at the same time, you have lyrics right now which are just becoming stupider and stupider. And you have song names like Ishkwala Love and Paniwala Dance. And
there's nothing called Paniwala.
Yes, there is.
Really?
There is so this is in our favorite actress, Sunny Leone's new movie. There are two songs, two different songs.
Yeah.
One is called Paniwala Dance. And the other one is called Daru PK Dance.
Oh, God. Okay.
That's not even a joke.
missing these hit numbers from my morning playlist.
Indeed.
Will add them.
Please add Jalebi Bhai to your playlist as well.
Jalebi Bhai sounds fun. The name sounds fun. I think it's in a class of its own.
Yeah, but I mean, if this keeps happening and song lyrics keep getting stupider, like, I'm very curious to see, like, the list of movies we get in, like, 2018. Because I think you're going to have, like, one set of, like, super sensual adult-type movies called, like, Sheela Ki Jawani and Munni Badnaam Hui and Jalebi Bhai. And then you're going to get, like...
I think some people are taking it seriously right now, thinking of, like, scripts and, like, people to cast.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, if you want to make a movie, this
that
is how you
go.
That
was a joke, guys. That was a joke. Don't take it seriously.
But yeah, like, I can totally imagine. It's like 2018 list of Filmfare nominees is going to be like Munni Badnaam Hui, Paw Paw Paw,
and Blue Hair Pani Pani.
Blue Hair Pani Pani.
That's a catchy song, guys. That's not.
Yeah. No, but the winner is, of course, going to be Picturewala Film.
Picturewala Film.
For sure.
I definitely want to see that one. When is that coming out?
Yeah, and I think they can even take it a step further because from if you look at box office figures, audiences don't actually care what the movie is about. They just go for who based on which actor and which director is in it. So you can just start calling films like, oh, Shah Rukh Wala Film, Salman Wala Film, Amir Wala Film. Like, it's all the same. Like,
well, it's in the movie.
Exactly.
Who cares what it's called?
Yeah, so anyway, moving back to Hamari Adhuri Kahani, which is where this started. What do you guys think? Are you excited about this?
Have they acted together, this pair?
Yes, before? They have in the Dirty Picture, of course.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm a huge fan of Vidya, so I would be surprised if she did anything and it didn't come out well. Like, it didn't turn out well. Like, the story wasn't well or the movie didn't turn out well. So I'm excited to see anything she does. So from that perspective, I absolutely want to go watch this film.
And to take the opposite side, I'm a big fan of Imran, and that's not a joke.
I was just about to be like, oh, seriously?
No, I honestly, so when I was in school and had a lot of free time, I watched a lot of movies that most people would not have watched, including various assorted movies from Imran Hashmi's early career. Which were pretty terrible movies, no doubt. But I think he, as an actor, is quite underrated. And every time he's done a relatively mainstream movie like Once Upon a Time in Mumbai and The Dirty Picture, he's done a pretty good job.
That's true.
And I think, I mean, it's part of it is self-inflicted. He built this image and reputation of himself as a
serial kisser,
lover boy, doesn't really do substantial films and roles. But I think he... when he gets the opportunity, he's pretty good. So I am excited to see that. I'm now going to get tons of abuse and comments from the five people who listen to this podcast. So I will brace myself for that. What else is happening this week? Salman Khan's new movie trailer was released, Bajrangi Bhaijaan.
What does that even mean?
Does Do Salman Do Salman's movies ever have any meaning?
Look at the title. What does the title mean?
Unfortunately, I'm one of those people who, when they see the title of this movie, will be repelled at the thought of even going to go watch.
He's a good actor. He's actually very, very talented.
So, to be fair, watching the trailer, this seems like it has slightly more to it than some of his recent movies.
Did he shoot it while he's on bail?
You have to edit that out.
Yeah, we might get banned if we keep that in. No, we're going to keep it in. We're going to fight. We're going to fight the system. No, but
talk about the movie, not like personal stuff.
No, but this is relevant. So this is relevant in the sense that, do you think that there is going to be any sort of backlash or any reason this movie will be less successful because of what happened? Or do people not care?
I think people don't care. I mean, I think the people who are his fans just, like, don't care. So,
should they care?
I mean,
getting into deep territory.
Like, see, it depends on what they think is right and wrong, right? So, for me, if I felt strongly about someone's, you know, whatever they've been convicted or not convicted of, or anything that they've been involved in, I would impact, you know, my support of them financially and publicly. You know, like, I wouldn't watch that movie. So that's just me. And I think I'm in a minority. I think most people don't care. For most people, it's just like entertainment. If they like the movie, if it's, you know, if they're free, if there's nothing else running, or if they really want to watch this, they'll just go watch it. I don't think people go through that thought process.
Yeah, I don't think people separate the person from the artist or the actor, like,
yeah.
or rather, they do completely separate them.
They completely
separate it. For, like, even, and it's not just in India or in Bollywood, even, for example, you know, Chris Brown, obviously, there was a lot of coverage about his domestic abuse, etc. But if any Chris Brown song comes on in a club,
yeah,
everyone
no one's going to be like, turn that off.
Yeah, everyone is
like,
everyone
right.
is singing along, and
yeah.
People are still buying and listening to his music, so.
Yeah.
I think that's just how it is, unfortunately. But anyway, enough people have talked about Salman Khan without us adding to it. In terms of other things happening, so one thing that I found really interesting rumor, I don't know if you guys heard, but there is a rumor that the three Khans, Salman, Amir, and Shah Rukh, are all going to be in a movie together in sometime in 2018 or 2019.
Well, high time. I mean, why has nobody thought of that before? That sounds pretty amazing, actually.
I think it's very unlikely to happen.
Really?
And this is what I found really funny. So, there are obviously well-documented issues that each of them have had in the past about various fights, etc.
Right.
And, so this week, when Salman's trailer released, both Amir and Shah Rukh tweeted a link to the trailer saying everyone should watch this, which then obviously started rumor mill setting that, oh, they've reconciled now, everything is all good, and maybe this movie will happen. But what I found really funny is someone on Shah Rukh Khan asked him on Twitter, how false are the rumors relating to the film with the three Khans? And his response was, somewhere between the moon is made of cheese and the Loch Ness Monster, which obviously means it's pretty unlikely that anything gonna happen.
Yeah.
But the next day, I saw a news report on some website, I don't remember which, but it was one of the newspapers, like the, not Bombay Times, but something like that. And it was like, oh, Shah Rukh Khan's cryptic response to speculation about the movie. And it's like,
and you're like, it's really not that cryptic, guys.
Yeah, how is this? Like, people clearly don't understand sarcasm. So they were like, oh, what does that mean? We'll never know until something, and it was like, oh my god, guys. But anyway, I don't think it will happen. But
it must be fun being an actor, right? It's like, you go out and you like make a statement, and you're like, I really don't care for the color red. And then every newspaper is like, Shah Rukh Khan loves red, it's his new favorite color.
Yeah, and I also, I mean, again, moving back into controversial topics on the AIB roast, there was a joke someone made, one of the guys made, where they said, we're talking about Ranveer Singh being sleazy, and they said Ranveer Singh is so sleazy.
Ranveer or Ranveer?
Ranveer.
Ranveer, okay. Just checking.
your credentials for being on this podcast.
Sorry,
are...
I mean, so they sound the same. Yeah, the name sounds the same.
Ranbir Kapoor.
Yeah, obviously.
Deepika used to date Ranbir.
I don't live under a rock. I get it.
But anyway, so I think Rohan made the joke that Ranbir Singh is so sleazy that the Times of India picture of Deepika was taken by him.
That's really awful.
Okay, but that's obviously a joke, right?
Yeah.
The next day, some media outlet reported breaking news, inside scoop. The picture from Times of India was actually taken by Ranveer Singh. And it's just like, you just...
Bullshit.
Yeah, you just have to...
Can I make a comment on the Times of India article, actually?
Yes.
Is that allowed in this podcast?
Yes, it is allowed. Everything is allowed.
I found it incredibly shocking that the person who wrote, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but... the person who wrote the response to Deepika's response to the cleavage thing was a woman. It was a woman who was like, oh, you're like public figure, so we can basically do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
That was like it was a chick. Yeah. She was like, and I was like, I just my mind, that was just like mini like brain explosion for me.
But to bring it back to movies, that was exactly one of the key points of NH10. Towards the end,
whereby
the biggest perpetrator of woman hate crime
was the mother.
Was the mother, was woman. So I think that does happen even today.
Yeah, I mean, and I think but that point is a slightly different point. I think specifically related to public figures is that because they're public figures and because they decide to do things in their scope of work, like, for example, one of the arguments was that, oh, you do item songs where you're wearing short clothes, so it's you deserve this. And it's like, that's not a valid argument because that's a specific thing you're doing for a specific project. That doesn't mean every time you walk around, you can be subject to, like, people catcalling you or taking pictures of you.
It was just pathetic. It was in such bad taste. And shame on the woman who like wrote that article and like let Times of India run it. It was like really, really, really disgraceful. And kudos to Deepika for handling it in such a graceful manner. I think she's always like so graceful. So kudos to her for that.
Okay. So to lighter topics, going back to this Three Khan movie. If you had to make this movie, how on earth would you manage to get the Three Khans? What story would you come up with for these Three Khans to be in the movie?
I would tell their real life story.
But how would they all be in the movie? Or just like about their fights and stuff?
Fights, whatever. Like they were all in the industry at the same time I would actually take snippets of their like real life and edit it in a way that it's savory for the public and then make a story about that.
Yeah, I think so. I also... last night watched the Entourage movie. For those of you guys who don't know, Entourage is a HBO show about actors in Hollywood as they are kind of rising up. And one of my ideas or hopes at some point is to basically make that show in Bollywood because I think it would be so much fun.
Who would the Entourage be though, like in Bollywood?
I mean,
it should be an all-female.
Yeah, we can do that. We are.
I think of like five awesome women that should be in that.
Like awesome women, like your friends or just...
No, actors. Obviously, not my friends.
No, but I think you would probably do it with random actors. Random as in with
new
faces. Because it's about, like, if you look at Entourage, Vincent Chase is this new guy who's rising up.
Got it.
Like, you know, maybe, I mean, someone like Siddharth Malhotra or something as the main guy. You don't like Siddharth Malhotra. Okay, we will find someone with Alia's stamp of approval. But I just think it would, because there was someone who actually had a reasonable response to this Three Khan rumor, who said that it'll be very difficult to actually come up with a story which caters to all three of their fan bases and gives them all like an equal role. So
that's
thinking of what it could happen. I think it would be really cool if they came up with just like the Indian version of the Avengers. And so you just throw in, like, bring in Hrithik Roshan as well. So you have, like, Krish on one side, you have Rawan, and Salman can just be himself in any movie because he's the same guy in every movie that he
plays. Can I just say I would not watch that
No, but listen, it's not done. And then Aamir Khan can be like the super villain, so he can do this weird eccentric thing that he likes to do. And then...
Like in PK
or like in Dhoom 3, you find out that when the guys jumped off the cliff, they actually, you know, found some gap in between and escaped, and they were planning their revenge to take over the world.
And yeah, then you can need... I still say I'm not going to watch that movie? Like, no.
Well, until you come up with a better idea.
I told you that they're real lives. Like, I want to know, like, their real life stories. I think that'll be far more interesting than any script anyone can write.
Yeah, but I think my script will make more money.
That is true. My script will make more money.
If you just want to make money, you should just have the three of them shirtless and just shoot three set songs in the movie, maybe.
Yeah, I think if I do this script, that's pretty much where we're going to end up anyway. It's not going to be too far from where it's going to be. But, yeah.
But I think that is fundamentally why they might never come together, because while one is all about action, the other one's all about romance.
And I'm talking about them like they're like our chuddy buddies. They will do this. They won't do this. Who knows, man? Maybe they will.
Yeah. Maybe Shah Rukh will play Amir's father.
No.
Inspired by Anil Kapoor.
There's no like physical resemblance. Now it's an adopted child or something.
Okay. Any other thoughts that you want to share about things, fun things that you saw in Bollywood this week? Or things that you're excited about seeing?
Tanu vs Manu.
Yes. Yeah, I really want to see Tanu vs Manu. It's supposed to be really fun.
Have you seen the first one?
I don't know, but I haven't seen the first one, but I've seen Queen, and I think Kangana is awesome, and like really funny, and really witty, and super sense of like comic timing, and she's just like so real on screen. I really want to see this movie.
Yeah, I think everyone I've spoken to who's seen Tanu vs Manu Returns has said it's amazing. Okay, good. Any other thoughts?
I think that is it.
Awesome. So that was episode one of Bollywood Weekly. We hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe to our Facebook page and check out our website.
We're sober, by the way. I just want to put that disclaimer out there.
See, now that you've said that, everyone is going to think that we've been drinking.
I shouldn't have said that. Can you edit that out?
I'll think about it. But anyway, thank you guys for watching.
Not watching, listening.
Okay, thank you guys. This I will edit. Anyway, guys, let's try this again. So that was episode one of Bollywood Weekly. Thank you guys for listening. Obviously, we're trying something new here, so we want your ideas as well. So please let us know if you have any comments or feedback or things we can do differently. If you have any specific topics you want us to cover or questions that you want answered on the show, please let us know as well. And the way to do that is by following TIC Productions on Facebook and on Twitter, @productions_TIC. And also follow the website www.ticproductionsindia.com for regular updates and new episodes, as well as a lot of other cool stuff. And please let us know in the comment section on either of those channels your thoughts, and we will definitely take it on board. And
I'm putting this on Facebook.
What?
Shit. Sorry, continue. I didn't know that.
I'm putting this on the internet. You realize that Facebook is one part of the internet.
Yeah, sorry.
Now it's recorded, it's there. You can't back up.
Oh, God. Okay.
Anyway, other stuff on the website apart from the podcast, I'm also running a blog where I'm going to talk about some other cool stuff that we don't necessarily have time to cover in the podcast specifically, especially a lot of the YouTubers and what they're doing, like TVF and AIB, etc. And there's a lot of new web series coming out, which I'm very interested in as well. So we'll have articles, reviews, etc. on that stuff, as well as any other interesting, funny things that are happening in Bollywood. That is it. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.